Hey Mike, how are you doing?
Hey, what's up, bud?
Hey, so sorry I missed your call. Is now an okay time?
Yeah.
So I haven't seen this quote before. So I just want to make sure I don't like kind of press the underwriter with the wrong stick. So what type of equipment?
That's a laser maze.
Okay. And are you guys ever have, do you already have that or are you trying to order it?
No, that's what I was checking to see if your company, I mean, if they're like an approved vendor, because they're finishing up with my laser tag and I had to get some more stuff, and I just don't think at the moment I'm able to come up with 30 something thousand for my bumper cars.
Gotcha.
So I'm gonna have to hold off, and this here is, below what I'm approved for, so now I'm gonna have to get something that I can finance that I don't have to have, tons coming out of my pocket.
Okay, gotcha.
And I've actually this particular company here is in like a lot of big name arenas and stuff, like in a lot of your rebounders, Sky Zones, and so, and I know they've got to be, good product, for those, because I've been to a few of those where, they have top of the line stuff in them.
Hold on, they want to buy this instead. Just so, give me 1 second. Okay. Give me a second. Okay, so I just sent that in to see what they'll say back to me. So I know we've kind of gone back and forth. On the vendor, not a bad thing. You just have to explain to them, see what they say. Okay, so let's go over your working capital and let's kind of figure this out, okay?
Okay.
Second. So let's talk about your working capital, correct?
Right.
So, and don't take this the wrong way. I've been doing this 9.5 years, so I know the working capital industry is kind of a zoo, so to speak. So I like just to tell people the truth and tell them what we can do for them. So, right now you've got a few different loans. You've got a loan from Happy. You've got a loan from Honest, I'm sorry, Working Capital. And World, when Business Lender, I know they put a lien on your personal property, I guess, but it is considered a working capital loan because it's a daily or weekly draft. How much did you borrow from them?
I want to say it was maybe in the 40s, 50s.
Oh, so it's a very small amount.
Yeah, it wasn't like big time.
Okay, gotcha. And then the business is M&D Poultry owned by you or your mom or both of you?
Yeah, me.
Yeah, okay. Gotcha. Give me a second. So, and what was the term length you did with World Business Lenders and the term length that you did with
I know World
the other?
Business Lenders was. It was a 9 month term.
Okay.
Now my Honest Capital, it kind of worked a little different. Like when we, it was kind of like a mutual, like verbal thing. My first 2 weeks were like $2,500 payment, as you can see, probably like when I first got it. Then it went down to 1,000, and now it's down to 500.
Oh, so it's like an adjustable payment. Okay.
Yeah, it's like they kind of went high for 2 weeks, and like I said, That was like, I want to say roughly, I paid back like $30,000, and we went down to $1,000. I want to say it was like 30-something weeks, and then, I mean, like 30-something payments, and then now it's locked down to $500.
Okay.
There, I talked to a guy earlier. He's supposed to be sending me a payoff.
Okay.
You know, on that one pretty soon.
So, I know everyone's really busy, so here's a way that I like to handle your working capital. There's a lot of, and Mike, there's a lot of positives. And the positives that you have are, you got an existing business, you got good cash flow, but I think when you do these cobbled together loans, they really don't have the end all be all. I think so the whole goal is either to get you some more breathing room and or get you into a program where you're not having to cobble together multiple loans, okay?
Yeah, do what now?
I think the whole goal is to get you one loan so you don't have to cobble these loans together. That's the whole idea. So let me make sure. Go ahead.
And I think too with having, what kind of like, I mean, I guess just out there from what you see, what kind of like, I guess, amount would you be looking, maybe a ballpark, what you would think, what our numbers are? Or?
Okay, yeah, that's a fair question. So let me just bring it up. Give me a second here. Not a problem.
Because I guess the thing I look at is the amount I'm paying now. I mean, heck, if I got a decent amount and then I got one payment, then, you know, that just cuts my payment like way down, you know. And
okay, yeah. And just so I can make sure I can just update that into my system, bear with me. Is your address the 485 Beasley? Van Beasley, I'm sorry? And that's in Douglas, Georgia, right?
Right.
All right, give me 1 second. Douglas, Georgia. I'm just updating the system. Do you know the tax ID of that company offhand?
Oh, I don't right offhand.
Okay. And then, Mike, you said that you're the 100% owner of that company, right?
Right.
How long has that company been around for?
May of 2010.
Gotcha. And you just confirmed your social is 0332 or no?
No, it's 450.
Sorry, 450-530-332, correct?
Right.
And what's your date of birth?
4/22/77.
Mike, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Sorry about that. My headset just died. So what was your date of birth?
4/22/77.
April 22nd, 1977?
Right.
And then how long again has the business been around?
5 of 2010.
2010. All right. So is it a home-based business?
Yeah, I mean, because, you know, we don't have an office, you know, for it.
But is the business located on your personal residence, or is that just where the mail goes?
No, it's at home.
Okay, gotcha. All right. So, let's bring this up. So, you asked a question of kind of what can you get? What's the thing to do? So, here's my thought. Second. Here we go. Yeah, I'm hoping this underwriter's not going to give me any grief because I know we changed equipment a few times, but it's not your fault with these vendors. So here's what you're doing: around 140 to, you did 70,000 1 month. Sounds like you do about $150 a month in business to $250 depending on the month, correct?
Right.
So the loan amount that you need is going to be something in the range of 150 to 150 to 200. The goal here, and what you really need, and this is just my honest opinion, is you don't need three cobbled together loans. You need one loan. Because I can give you a small loan, and if I see maybe that's a way to put it together, I will do that. But the end-all goal should be to give you one loan. Because it's longer terms, longer terms, longer terms. Now, what are some of the issues? Well, to get these longer terms, it's kind of reverse engineering. What you need to do is have good cash flow, and most importantly, they're very sensitive to negative days, and also negative days and overdrafts and average daily balances. So some times of the month, you have some negative days. So I'm going to look at it. There are five negative days, nothing crazy, So this loan might get done this month. It might wait till next month because the whole goal is whether we give you a little, basically you either have to get a small loan to kind of pump the bank account or you have to get one loan that kind of takes care of these issues so you don't kind of go into this cyclical nature. Does that make sense?
Right.
So you're paying right now, you're paying, let's see, it's a, so Honest has changed to 511, right?
Yeah, 5.
511, and then what is the WBL loan? No, you WBL is 1,000. Honest is 1,000, WBL is 511, right?
Right.
And then you said, is there any other loans besides that?
And that one on there is, was it, it's like 3-something?
Let's take a look. Working capital around 9K. So that's almost paid off.
Right.
Okay. So the issue is, and I don't think a lot of people tell this to you, generally when you have multiple working capital loans, they're considered violations of the contract, of the original, and so that's one of the issues. So what I'm going to do is this. I've got some programs with soft inquiries, which means we're not going to pull your credit. There's not going to be an inquiry. I'm going to see what I can qualify for you for if it will work. If it won't work, I'll come back to you with some options. But overall, I think the solution here is for you to, I mean, I don't want to give you another loan that doesn't solve any issues. I'd rather kind of set this program up and work with you on a daily basis. And even if you have to wait a little while, get you into a program that is longer term, say 12 to 24 months, where your rates are cheaper, your cost of capital is cheaper, and therefore you can manage the cash flow better. Does that make sense?
Right.
But that might be just, you know, if I can't, it doesn't, and I hope you agree with this, I'm sure another quick 40 grand doesn't really do much for you, correct?
Right.
So it might be something where we're going to have to work on this for a month or two and say, hey, we're going to wait for those balances to come down to kind of get you to like the perfect level. But just so I can make sure I understand this, Honest is around 70 grand. WBL is, you said, what is their balance, do you think?
I'm really not sure, to be honest with you. It's probably in the 50, somewhere around in that area.
Okay.
Maybe a little lower. I mean.
Okay. Well, let's hopefully figure out a solution. I might need you to sign one application, but let me figure out what I can do on a soft inquiry, and then I'll also give you a call back on this other vendor to get this thing sewn up hopefully today, okay?
Okay.
Thanks, brother. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Appreciate it.
You got it. Bye-bye.